Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It has taken my content to the next level, making it simple to create everything I need to promote my business. From Instagram and TikTok posts to logos and flyers, all in just a few clicks. Build your brand with Adobe Express. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and get the app for free. Adobe Express, the quick and easy create anything app.
The autopilot order. Noun, informal. The strong urge felt at the ordering kiosk or drive-through that takes over the entire body and mind and results in a person ordering a Big Mac without even having to think. Related phrases. Looks like I've ordered a Big Mac again. The autopilot order at McDonald's. Served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast, coming to you live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm out here doing shows for my stand-up tour, the Comedy Bar. It's a great club here in Toronto. Shout out to everyone who came out to the show last night. We got two more tonight, two more Saturday, and then I'm off to Denver to do Red Rocks with Matt Rife, and then Dr. Phil in LA at the Comedy Store on Tuesday. The guests are, it's just another wild-ass banana show. Hope you're going to be there. The show sold out months ago, but it'll be on YouTube like all the shows are, like today's show. The audio from part one of the Toronto Dr. Phil Live with Steph Tolev, Brian Quinn from the Jokers, Impractical Jokers, that is, and Harlan Williams. This is part one, so this is Steph Tolev and Brian Quinn. Part two will be out next week on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. This show is insane, 3,000 people. All these shows have been wild. I mean, we're taping a documentary of the whole Phil tour because, like I said, we will be done in August, and that will be that. I'm getting ready to announce a next character live show at the Comedy Store. And that's what's up. Might be a little bit of that. Who knows? Stay tuned. But this Phil tour has been just a blast and so fun and challenging and flexing all the creative muscles and juices. And shout out to everybody that's fucked with it and come out and seen it on the road. We have about eight more left, so if you get a chance, come see us. We are in Kansas City on June 1st, June 6th in Cleveland, Ohio, June 8th in Indianapolis, June 19th in Pittsburgh, June 21st, Atlantic City, July 12th in Reno, Nevada, and then August 6th in Cape Cod. Those are your chances. AdamRayComedy.com for tickets. AdamRayComedy.com for all my stand-up shows. Next week, May 7th through the 10th, I'm in Eugene, Oregon at the Olsen Run Comedy Club. Six of the eight shows are sold out. We've got an early show on May 7th, Wednesday, and late show on May 8th, Thursday. The rest of them are sold out. AdamRayComedy.com, Eugene, Oregon, next week in May 7th through the 10th. Olsen Run Comedy Club. And then we've got Dr. Phil with Dave Chappelle happening in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And then, holy shit, June 13th and 14th, I'm at the Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego, California. Tickets are going fast for that. We've also got Kansas City, Omaha, Charlotte, Indianapolis, so many dates. Dania Beach, July 18th through the 20th at the Improv out there. Come out and see me. New material, new jokes, different shows every time. I can't wait to see you guys. AdamRayComedy.com for those. Check out my special, like and subscribe on YouTube, and of course, subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Adam Ray Comedy, and enjoy the hell out of this very fun episode. Part one of the Dr. Phil Live from Toronto with Brian Quinn, Steph Tolev, and myself. Enjoy the weekend. Be good to yourself, and I'll see you guys soon. Big announcement coming very soon. Big, big announcement coming very soon. I love you guys. Thanks for all the follows and support, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, you sons of bitches, get up out of your seats and make it loud for the man who came to see his doctor, Phil!
Toronto, make some motherfucking noise if you're excited to be alive. excited to be alive in Toronto, Ontario. The first ever Dr. Phil Live in Canada, mother. That's what she said. You guys can sit the down. I appreciate you coming out. You guys look high as balls. Did you all hit the same bong before you came in here? Jesus Christ. Gonna be a lot of delayed laughter here tonight. This guy's facing the wrong direction. Welcome to the show, sir. I love you too. You guys fired up? First ever DP Live in Canada. That's a big deal to somebody. A lot of titties out, a lot of perverts in the crowd. I can smell you. Tonight's show is all about aggression, okay? Webster's Dictionary defines it as a hostile or violent attitude towards another person, okay? Yeah, maybe you're dealing with bouts of aggression towards your pet parakeet, you know? Because every time you're with a lady of the night and find yourself close to climax, he screams out, "Bah, gay," and you have to suck in your cum one more time. We've all been there. You know, maybe you're getting hard over the idea that your Walmart boss is getting aggressive with you in the break room, okay? Because you've got 16 hours of unedited damning audio of him saying, "Hey, I'd love to rip your boobs off and sleep on a couple of titty pillows." Too soon? My wife, Robin, give it up for my wife, Robin. 48 years of marital bliss. That's a bad bitch right there with a kind heart. Robin's always getting pretty aggressive with me when I tell her, you know, I'm trying to take this barbecue up a notch. The vibe has gone south, you know, and I'm trying to lighten the mood with a joke, okay? But she says, "Phil, nobody wants to hear that. You're not that funny." And I'm like, "Bitch, you think the movie Like Mike is hilarious, okay? You're not a good gauge." We were at a friend's gender reveal party last week, and, you know, the mood was tense. Everyone was nervous about the sex of the child. You know, was it going to be a guy or a girl or both, you know? Well, hermaphrodite action. And I thought I'd crack a joke to lighten the mood, get people, get their spirits up, right? So I go, "Hey, what do you call, why didn't a lizard, why didn't the, fuck, I already forgot the joke that I told. Give me a second. Oh, here it is. Why, we'll keep it right here. Why didn't the lizard get a girlfriend, right? Because it was dealing with reptile dysfunction, right? So that's what I told, you know. And it's not my fault that the group of 7-year-old children didn't find it funny. You know, that's on them. There's a lot of people here tonight that are probably dealing with some aggression in their own life. Jason, go ahead and hit me with those house lights real quick. Let me take a look at the people. Holy shit, look at these guys, huh? Wow, look at you guys. That's a true Canadian crowd. A lot of ketchup chip thieves out here. A lot of DP books. Yeah, sir, how are you? What's going on? Is Drake here? What just happened? Sir, how are you? What's your first name?
Kyle.
Where do you live, Kyle? Sorry, I had a mac and cheese portable in the car. Kyle, where are you from?
Saskatchewan.
Where's the accent from, Sean Penn? Are you a stoner, Kyle? Yeah. Is it Saskatchewan? Is that your real voice, or is that the weed kicking in right now? A little bit of both. Do you smoke pot, Kyle? You do? Okay. Do you work at a dispensary? Where do you work, Kyle? Where?
Drywall.
You work at a place called Drywall? No. That's what you do. Yeah. Are you, Kyle? What's going on right now? Are you okay? Should we call an ambulance or your parents? Keep it going for Kyle. That's a sweet guy with a game plan. I'm glad you came out. You got a free fist bump from the stranger in front of you. That's always a good sign. How about you, my man, with the long hair sticking out of the white beanie about 15 rows deep? Stand up for me real quick and give the crowd a full 360, sir. A full 360. Look at that. It's Kathy Bates undercover. You know who Kathy Bates is, sir? Yeah, good. What's your name, my man? You can stay standing. Your name's Jack. And Jack, how old are you? 23. You look 49. What the f*** going on? Quit drinking Dr. Pepper past 10 p.m. Kyle, you're crushing it. Kyle, what do you do for work here in Toronto?
I work at a dispensary.
At a dispensary. We'll be right back. I mean, you knew that shit was coming. Walked right into that. Kyle, Peter, what is it, Jack? Jack, yeah. Jack, do you find yourself getting aggressive from time to time? Because even potheads can be combative. Do you know what I'm saying? So how do you deal with that? Do you just take a puff while you're at work? Can you smoke on your own supply, Jack?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do when you smoke pot, Jack? What do you like to do? You get high and you do what? You just play games. Well, what's that, sir? What a great time for you to do that. Sir, one more time so we can all sleep tonight. Because it felt like you just put a curse on the entire Meridian Hall audience.
Gosh,
it's a ghost of Wayne Gretzky. Who was that? No, he's alive. Sir, one more time.
Masturbate.
Kyle who? Oh, masturbate. Is that what you said? Yeah, great. So you like to smoke weed and you masturbate. Let's cut to a clip. Nope, we don't have it. We don't have it. Thanks for coming out, sir. I'm willing to bet he won't be here before the show ends. Jack, is that it? You're sitting down on your own accord. Is that it?
He's like, hey, I think he's done with me. I think he...
No, you can sit the f*** down, Jack. We're done. One more time for Jack, everybody. That's it. It's a living legend right there, live in the flesh. Got some leather jackets out here tonight. A lot of beards, yeah. Look at you two guys. You guys, stand up real quick and show the rest of the Meridian Hall crowd what you guys are working with. You two, yeah, look at these two guys. Full... Look at that, dude. It's the two guys that were kicked out of the Scooby Gang. What's your name? Eli, Matt, Kyle, Skyler, Tanner, Connor.
Travis.
Not too far off. Welcome back to White Guy Names. And what's your neighbor's first name, sir? What's your name, son?
Liam.
Liam? Let's go. And how long you guys been friends?
I don't know him.
You don't know him? You just met tonight? Okay, so the Meridian Hall staff was like, well, you guys look like you probably play the same level of Halo. Have you been conversing before the show got going?
A little bit, yeah.
You find some common ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, no aggression between you two? You seem both even-keeled. Go ahead.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay, so what a dark thing for you to say at the beginning of a comedy show. Yeah, you don't want to close the door on a potential fist fight. Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight? What was your first name again?
Travis,
yeah. You ever been in a fight, Travis?
I've not, no.
How about you, Liam? That's a fighting name, you know?
Yeah, Irish.
Irish, yeah. Liam, you're what, about 5'4"?
Six.
5'6"? Let's go. And how long have you had that mustache, Liam?
A couple years.
Does it get in the way of your personal life?
It does,
yeah. I don't think I like your attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest, Liam. I appreciate the honesty, but you're coming at me with a lot of aggression. Liam, how do you take it down a notch? When you find yourself getting aggressive, how do you try to split the diff?
Smoke some weed.
Smoke some weed, yeah. How many people are high right now at this Dr. Phil live show? Sweet Jesus. Should have raised my hand, too. No, I wish. We might smoke. Is it? I haven't checked. I don't know if it's legal or illegal to burn one down on stage during the program, but okay. Well, that told me everything I need to know. What's that? Oh, wait. We found our first buzzkill of the night. What'd you say?
Don't do that.
No, you're doing your job. She just goes, yeah, you can do what you want. I was just kidding. I love you. What's your first name?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm JoJo.
JoJo? Guys, keep it going for JoJo. She's going to keep us safe tonight. She's going to make sure Travis doesn't try to 69 Liam before the end of the show. You guys ready to get this show started? Make some noise for me right now. You can hit those house lights for me, Jason. I need to hear you guys a little bit louder if you want to get this show going. Turn those motherfucking lights off, Jason. Let's get the Dr. Phil live show going. The first one ever in Canada. You guys ready to do it? Let's get this shit going right now. I can't wait, man. You guys are in for a real treat. We got a banger of a program. Your first guest on tonight's Dr. Phil Live, all the way up here in Toronto, comes all the way from New York City, okay? You might recognize him from TV shows like Tacoma FD or Misery Index or Drunk History, maybe films like Dogma, Clerks, or Monkeys, okay? You might have seen him on seasons 1 through 11 of one of the greatest shows of all time, Impractical Jokers. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for the Dr. Phil Live Day. Debut of Q, Brian Quinn, everybody, come on. One more time for Brian Quinn, everybody. That's Q live in the flesh, baby.
Woo. Weed, completely legal here.
Completely legal.
So there was no reason for me to shove this up my ass to get on the plane today.
Well, I mean, how'd it feel?
Tastes great.
Look, tastes great, yeah. Great.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having me.
I mean, it's a Dr. Phil Lab debut of Q. I mean, how would you not be fired up for it? All the way from New York. Now, weed is legal in New York City, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
It was one of the first places. What's legal there? Weed, crack.
I mean,
fentanyl. What you can
it
do?
It just
anything.
Seems like everything in
Jaywalking.
New York City. Yeah. I'm from Staten Island, which is a little bit more. Boo.
Yeah, I think they're a little sensitive because we're charging them for butt plugs now or something.
Oh no. On that, I agree with, but so I specifically to the Staten Island boo, go yourself.
Yourself.
But I agree with that. Yeah. I understand that.
Is New York on a whole? Because every city has its own flavor, right? Like, there's definitely a tude that comes with being from the East Coast, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, when I run into someone from the East Coast, I immediately know. Mm. Like, we sense it. And when we talk to California guys, when we talk to people in California, if we're describing them, we're like, nah, he's an East Coast guy. He's all right. Like, that's how we talk about people from L.A.
Oh, yeah. And L.A. people, you know, they're not even talking about you guys because they're concerned about, you know, did Caitlyn Jenner, you know, kill another person on the freeway, you know?
Did that happen?
Oh, that's a real story. You can Google it.
Like, today?
Well, let's go to a clip. No, we don't have it, but it's... No, it was a couple years ago, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, it was a hit and run, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it was, you know, I don't, I haven't
and
seen.
And she's free?
She's free. She's walking around. I think, you know, I think what happened is she hit somebody and she was like, oh, like, oh, no. I don't do voices, but, you know, and then she got up and she ran to an AMPM and got a cheeseburger. I didn't read the whole story, but she killed somebody. And then Kardashian cash is real, you know? I mean, their dad got OJ off. I mean, that family. You know, Kim Kardashian could, you know, yeah, are you a big fan?
Yeah.
How does Canada view the Kardashians? Do we know about that? So,
wow.
You don't mind them?
What inspires that level of hatred?
I think that was for Rob. I don't think that was for
okay.
The girls.
Got it.
Would you ever do a reality show with your family? Because you rescue a lot of animals, Q.
Yeah, I'm a big animal guy. Yeah. I think, thank you.
Yeah. This guy rescues, I mean, cats, dogs, lions, ferrets, squirrels.
I have 4 indoor cats, 11 outdoor cats, 4 outdoor raccoons.
And a pedophile in the hot tub.
Yeah, I keep him in the hot tub, though. Yeah. But that's just so he doesn't bother anybody else.
Wait, how do you get all these animals to find your home? Do they know that you're just a sweet guy?
Some people call me, and I'm not making this up, the Snow White of Staten Island. Yeah, I do. I feed, it's just food. Like, I just feed them constantly and at great expense.
So you said cats and, would you say squirrels too?
Well, there's a problem with the squirrels. So I carry peanuts around in my pocket. This is true.
You just call them balls.
Yeah. Oh. And the squirrels on my property know to come up to me and I hand feed them. And my neighbors have rung my doorbell and been like, you have to stop because they're going into their yards and going up to them trying to grab their foods from the barbecues and shit like that. So I've been asked to stop. I won't.
No, you can't. You can't let other people tell you what to do, JoJo. No, I love you. She did a sitcom.
Oops-a-daisy.
I love you. But, yeah, squirrels might be the scariest, most adorable creatures that God created, right? Because you see them farting up a tree, and you're like, what the f*** was that? But then they show up to your door, and they're like, I love Impractical Jokers. And you're like, you want to come in and eat some Cheerios?
All squirrels love Impractical Jokers. It's sick.
Well, your fans do span the gamut. I mean, first of all, we got some Joker fans here tonight.
Anybody I'm sure there's out there?
Maybe one or two or a thousand. Oh.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We start shooting season 12 on Monday.
Let's go!
Yeah. Yeah. Season 12. Very excited.
What the f*** did you do with JoJo?
Where's JoJo?
She's on break.
On break?
She's on break. She was here for 7 minutes. Kind of an operations. All right, so I guess it was nice to meet you. I guess you'll be gone in
7 minutes.
7 minutes, yeah. Thanks, Q.
You got it.
Well, this is a real treat, Q. Now, so you're going to start shooting season 12. We'll get back to the squirrel fetish, but there is something about season 12. I mean, what show? The Simpsons, maybe? What shows have gone longer than 8 seasons? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot. We shot the pilot in 2010, so it's been 15 years of my life.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty wild. It's kind of depressing to watch an episode from the first season and then a new episode and be like, holy, 15 years worth of age is a lot. I'm starting to look like a fat old woman. If it wasn't for the beard, like I would look like just like a fat old woman.
What would your name be? Like Sharon? Like what's a good fat old lady name?
Oh, like I would really go for it. I do like a Broomhilda.
Broomhilda?
Yeah, Broomhilda, something like that.
So you'd be a witch.
Yeah, I would definitely cook the neighborhood children. Feed them to the squirrels.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, cooking a kid. That's a how terrified they'd be. What am I doing in this soup? Shut up, Clayton.
No, you have to kill them before you cook them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano.
Yeah, you can't just
you can't just throw a kid in a bucket of soup. And
that's mean. And the fear tastes. It changes the taste.
Yeah, it gets saltier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who the left at that?
Yeah, everybody. It's Toronto, baby. Like this ain't the States.
Yeah, you're
they got
right.
A wild sense of humor up here.
The taste of children.
Yeah. Q, have you guys, how do you keep coming up with new pranks? Because it's just, you know, I've seen the show of just about every episode, and I go, how do you keep finding ways to f*** with people, you know? And sometimes it gets so real that you feel bad. And have you ever felt
bad? For me,
bad?
You feel bad for me?
I feel bad for the people and for you guys, because some of the challenges, you really have to tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah, they get hard. It's a lot of fun. Like, the writer's room is just fun. It's like out of an 8-hour day, we do 3 hours of work and then we'll like go to a bar or some shit like that. It's really like all the writers and stuff and the crew have been on the show really for 12 years. So it's like first day of high school, we show up. Oh, there we go. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. We show up and it's just a blast, man. It's just so easy to write for.
And you've had so many celebs come guest. Do you have a favorite episode over the past 11 seasons?
This genius named Adam Ray was on an episode, and he
oh shit,
he killed it, killed it. Took a tired game, elevated it. Had to work with Sal, elevated him.
Yeah,
and killed it. That was a great episode.
I remember watching that. It was the mall where you guys were in a mall, and you had a hook. You had the person down below, three levels on the ground floor of the mall, had to convince somebody to put their bag down.
Yeah,
and then one of you guys was up.
Fishing
to grab their bag. And I remember watching Adam, and at first he was, you know, because he had the earpiece in, right?
Yeah.
And so to get people to, like, not know that you were up to no good, everyone was pretending to be on the phone. Yeah. But Adam wasn't holding the phone up, but he was talking to you guys. Talking to himself. And at one point I heard Q, because I was there watching on set, and I heard Q go, Adam, babe, hold up a phone to your ear. You look like you're a psychopath right now talking to yourself. But people, man, they love it. Kids love it. If they're not getting cooked, kids like watching the show.
That's how I get them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys met in high school?
We met 1990 Freshman year of high school, first day, we were 14 years old. 14.
Jesus Christ. You all went to the same school?
All went to the same. I remember meeting them. I have clear memories of them in high school. We were friends.
How did you all, what was like the opening line? Like, what'd you do?
Well, what class are you in? It was like shit like that. It wasn't anything clever. Yeah.
Yeah, in high school, it's all, you're just thinking, you're like, have you seen a pussy yet? Right.
Yeah, you guys. Well, we went to an all boys Catholic high school.
Oh, okay.
So it was definitely like, has anybody seen pussy? Please, what does it look like?
What does it look like? Yeah, that's, so, yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
So everyone's walking, so everyone's just rock hard at that school.
It's just.
A gust of wind just turns things.
It was nuts, man. We just like, there were like statues because it was a Catholic school, so we would like try to the saints, the statues of the saints.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't act like you haven't done that. A judgy crowd.
Yeah.
Like one of those, you ever walk by like one of those mall mannequins, you know? Like I was on mushrooms once, right? And I was at a Nordstrom and they had just upgraded the mannequin. Like they swapped it out. Like it was like we swapped out JoJo for the Simpsons comic book guy, right? And I love you, sir. I love you. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. You know I kid. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a bump. What's your first name?
Jason.
Jason. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna buy you a Kool-Aid after the show.
Worst show ever.
It's a gangster. I wish I had the confidence to pull off a man bun or a ponytail, whatever the f*** going on back there. I just wish I had more hair, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever just lay in bed and go, I wish I had that? I mean, because your life's pretty good. You got creatures and a beautiful girl in your life.
I have critters, yep. I got a girl. I want a DeLorean. That's literally all I want now is a DeLorean. I just want a DeLorean.
To go to, like, Best Buy in? Or
yeah, just to drive around Staten Island in a 1985 DeLorean, man.
Go.
Yeah.
Because why? You love the movie or
Back
you want
to
time travel?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 76, so I saw it when I was like 11, and I was like, this is, I mean, it's Back to the Future, right?
You guys have seen it? You guys have the internet?
Like Back to the Future, right? Yeah. So I've always, I said when season 5 hit, I was like, I'm buying a DeLorean. And then season 5 came and I just pussied out because they're like $100,000. It's a lot of money for a car.
Holy
and then
shit.
I was like, season 8, then we got it. And finally I said, all right, well, if we do season 11, I'll do it. Never thinking we'd get it, and then we got it. So I got it. I'm going to have to buy one
eventually.
You're
going to have to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy it eventually.
Where would you... What's your favorite line from that movie? You know, because there's a lot of... There's, you know...
Doc, you know...
Yeah.
Doc, you're saying... My mom... What if I fuck my mom, right?
Yeah.
Is that was the first movie.
That's my favorite line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Well, he didn't say that, but it was something. But that's the plot, more or less.
He wanted to f- Yeah.
His mom wanted to f- him.
His mom wanted to f- him, which is insane.
Wild.
It's not a rated R movie. It's like PG.
It's PG. Air Bud is PG-13, but Back to the Future is PG. Isn't that f- up?
It is, man. And like, you know, his... You know, she was pretty.
She was banging.
She was banging.
And she was really putting on the full court press. And it was what? Because, you know, Doc.
She took his pants off while he slept.
Well, I didn't get that far. No, I didn't see that shit. Well, he slept?
Yeah, he woke up in bed with his Calvin Klein's on.
Oh, that's right.
And she's like, I took him off and put him on my hope chest.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, real whore.
Did she wipe her mouth? I forget. Wouldn't that be f***ed up if he woke up and he was like,
we didn't do anything. We
I forget how he sounds, but he was...
That's it.
We didn't do anything, did we? And she was like, I don't know. Did we? Mom!
You would have thought Doc would have showed up and been like, Marty, you can't f*** your mom. You'll f*** the future.
Doc was a single man in his 60s hanging out with a teenage boy. I don't think he was bursting in any rooms lecturing anybody on anything.
Yeah, he was fucking, he was doing speed and, you know, watching Shanghai Nights.
Shanghai Nights is the second one?
I think Shanghai Noon is
the first one.
The first one, yeah.
You pulled the sequel out.
Yeah, by the way, nobody else in the entire world is having this conversation.
Yeah, no, and that's why 3,000 people, 3,000 people!
That's what we do on the Dr. Phil Live Show. We talk about the real shit.
And came to see you.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I've never been to Toronto, by the way. You know, it's my first time in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
First time ever. I'm obsessed with this place.
I mean, this is This is the city where everybody's like, the strip clubs are insane, right? It's Toronto, is that it? Because in growing up in like New York, that sounds like a no. What?
They all got fired from the same strip club an
hour
ago.
Yeah, all right. Oh.
Wait, who? Montreal's
Montreal
is the spot.
Montreal, okay.
What about Regina? They have a KFC brothel combo? Yeah, I like to go out, you know, and mix it up with the locals, you know, a little karaoke. You big karaoke guy?
I don't like singing karaoke. My voice is, I mean, they hear it. It's horrible. No one wants to hear it sing. But I like watching people sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go see Wicked?
No, because I don't want my father to cry himself to sleep at night. So I didn't go see Wicked.
Yeah. You were fantasizing about buying the Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly. Like manly shit. I'm not gonna too broad singing. No, I'm good.
They're filming shit in New York all the time, right? You ever just walk by and see like Paul Giamatti and, you know, eating a piece of pizza or something?
I didn't see that, but they were shooting Only Murders in the Building on Staten Island on Friday.
That's
I saw that.
Cool.
Yeah, Clove Lake.
Boy,
that was
Steve
nice.
Martin. That's a guy that makes getting old look cool, huh?
How the is he 80? He's like 80.
He's
like,
looked 80 since he was 20.
I know, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, there's something about getting older. I mean, you know, Q, did you have odd jobs before comedy?
Well, I was a New York City fireman. I worked for the FDNY.
Get the fuck out. Yeah, Give it up for that. You guys have no idea. The hero that's sitting to my left.
Yeah, I got on the fire department in 05, and then the first two seasons of Jokers, I was still working in the firehouse. And it was just getting, I had to take a leave of absence, and then I eventually retired.
Because you didn't know if the show would take off.
Right.
So you need to keep your employment.
Yeah, and New York City, they give you 4 years leave of absence. You don't get paid, but you're allowed to do it, so I did that.
Was it fun to put out fire? I don't know what the f*** to ask. Was it
best?
You jumped down the pole, did you ever say cool shit?
I said cool shit all the time. Yeah, it's fire time, boys.
Yeah,
the pole. The whole thing, I saved a cat named Mush Mush.
What?
I saved Mush Mush the cat from a fire on Staten Island. It's great. It's a good time. The fire department is the greatest job in the world. It's a 20-year frat house.
Yeah.
Like, you're hanging out with your boys, like, all night and day. It's the best.
Do any of the fire movies do a good job depicting fire laugh? You know,
not a single one.
Yeah, like Backdraft with Kurt Russell.
I mean, it's a comedy to us. It's like, nothing makes sense in that movie.
Well, like,
it's like
19 people died. It wasn't a comedy, Brian. But.
No, that's... That's
Kurt,
what
Kurt Russell's family burned. Yeah. I don't know if you watched the...
I thought it was hysterical. Yeah. I don't know. I loved it. We like it when people burn. Because then we could save them, and then we get medals.
Yeah. They give you medals?
I have medals, yeah. Yeah, I have medals.
So you pull people and cats and all sorts of things out of the fire?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Has there ever been a wild request? Like, let's say there's like a 9-year-old woman, right? And she's in a studio apartment, right?
Yeah.
And her husband... You know, died, and she was like, you know what, f*** it. I'm going to tie a balloon to my house and travel the world, right?
Yeah, like up,
and,
yeah.
Like up, yeah. And
what does this have to do with the fire department?
I don't know. I just started trailing off there for a second.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Always trying to insert the movie Up into my stories.
No, it's a good movie.
But let's say she's in her studio apartment, right?
Yeah.
And she starts to feel it's getting hot. And she's like, well, you know, it's not me. You know, I'm in my 90s. Menopause is over.
Yeah.
So she wakes up. She's like, it's everything's about to burn to the ground, Kurt Russell style, right?
Yeah.
So she looks around and she's grabbing shit. But let's say she forgets like a photo album or a fleshlight. Like, what do you go back in there for?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had to go back in to get something miscellaneous where you're like, leave it, sweetheart?
No. Because a fire is so destructive, like they can't even go back into their home. So they will say to us, would you mind going back in and get something? And of course, like, you know, these people just had their lives destroyed.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go get you your album. You know, it's a lot of pets because they hide under beds. So you're usually going in afterwards and flipping the beds to find the scared animals and get them out. Yeah. No, it's, you know, I mean, firefighters here are doing the same thing. And again, I quit like 15 years ago. So nobody should be applauding me anymore. Yeah. I did it.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I did see Oppenheimer. I did. You know, it was fine.
It's fine.
I thought it was all right.
A little too long.
I was like, what the f- I got all night to watch this shit?
I mean, I love me some RDJ, but it was...
I'll take it.
At a certain point, he was like, so the bomb is where? So we're going to take the bomb, we're going to put the bomb... So wait, so the bomb is... Okay, so Cillian Murphy... Is it Cillian or Killian? Jesus Christ,
nobody
give me some
knows.
Coke. I just... It was too long, you know?
And then the end of the movie, they didn't even change it. I knew it was going to happen. Throwing a twist. Like Bomb Wisconsin.
I would love to see a movie review show hosted by Brian Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Mermaid? Oh, so now I'm supposed to believe mermaids are black? Come on. I mean, come on, man. They are, though. If you Google it, they are. Now, Brian.
Yeah.
I know that you posted videos on MySpace, is what I wrote down.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember MySpace?
Oh, I loved MySpace.
It was the first... You guys remember how popular MySpace was? We don't talk about it enough. No. It was truly the beginning of connecting us with people we don't want to have any contact with.
It was the start of it all. But that guy, Tom. Remember Tom?
Remember him.
It was Tom.
Yeah,
he was everybody's first friend.
Everyone was friends with him. But let's be honest. He probably had about 6 real friends. Which is a lot, too, because I don't want to hate. I've got maybe 2 in my life, you know.
Well, 3 now.
3, yeah. Well, no, you're one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
You, my son. My wife's all right. But
she's okay. But after all those years together,
48
you know,
years.
48 years.
You're roommates. You're not friends, you know.
Right. I never thought of it like that. Yeah. I guess so. That's depressing.
You've been with your wife?
Girlfriend.
Tell when.
Nobody's tying me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that, Jason? Oh, shit. What's up, JoJo?
JoJo's back. JoJo, 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 JoJo.
What's up, girl? Good to see you.
Yes, she is. She's back.
Give me the Fresh Prince. Give me the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yeah. Fuck
there
yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
You look rested, ready for another 7 minutes of service.
Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go hit the one hitter in the back of your Hyundai Tucson? Narc. We're having a good time. I wrote down what happened to Brian Quinn in Germany.
Oh.
Is that a story you can talk about?
That is a story. I got arrested. I went to Oktoberfest with a bunch of firehouse guys.
How is that? Have you guys been?
It's great.
I've never been.
Oh, I went to, it's Munich. It was the best. I don't know. It's like I went in 2009, so it was before cell phone cameras were really ruining everything.
Yeah, they f***ed it up.
There's no more fun to be had because everybody's taking their phones out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was before that, dude. It was wild. It was awesome. It was just you have to get to the beer hall at 10 a.m. to secure your spot, and then 12 hours of drinking with just beautiful, busty German women bringing you beer. And then I went to go take a piss.
Yep.
And they have these trailers, like, where somebody laughed at me taking a piss. I loved it.
Well,
I was...
Because you sit down when you pee. I think they were just laughing at the visual.
That's true. It is true. I do.
Yeah, it's more comfortable.
And I guess these 5 Australian kids knew that I was American. I don't know how they knew. You guys will love this. So they started making fun of me for being American.
Yep.
They were like, oi, American, oi. And look, there's 5 guys harassing you. You're going to get your ass kicked if you get into a fight. So right away, you're like, I got out, but they kept following me. And then they surrounded me, and I was like, well, this is it. Like, I'm about to get my ass kicked, so I might as well just get the first punch in. And I jacked them. And then they all jumped on me. These 5 Australian motherfuckers jumped on top of me. And somebody... grabbed
put
me
their fingers
and
such.
And I jabbed. That came later in the jail.
Maybe they thought you were Bruelda or whatever.
Bruelda,
yeah.
But I went and I jacked my elbow back and right into the face of the cop who was breaking up the fight. And you do not want to hit a German cop in the face. They put the handcuffs behind my back and picked me up like luggage. And I'm not kidding. And like. I had a stomach full of 12 hours drinking,
and
I was bleeding from all... You gotta see the pictures. I look so f***ed up. So I start throwing up all over myself because I was getting hit in the stomach. They throw me in a jail cell, and now I don't know what to do. It's my first f***ing day of vacation.
Oh, Jesus. Your diary.
Yeah. So I start lying my tits off. I start going like... I start telling them, hey, man, I'm a cop. I'm a New York City cop. I'm like, how about a little professional f***ing courtesy around here?
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking I'm like John McClane in Die Hard 2, where I'm like,
yeah.
And And I'm like, here's the number of my precinct. And I gave him the number to my firehouse, hoping one of the knuckleheads in New York would know
would
enough.
Get a call and jump in and play along with the bit.
Hopefully, right. And they never called, but they did leave me in a jail cell for about 4 hours with my hands handcuffed behind my back because I punched a cop, would vomit all over me. And then when they went to release me, they sent the hottest cop I've ever seen in my life. She looked like Cammy from Street Fighter, like blonde.
Big, Tammy?
Cammy.
Cammy. I think you're talking about a Hooters waitress.
Her too, yeah.
Cammy, you mean Chun-Li?
No, no, no. You guys know Cammy, right? Yeah, yeah.
I remember Ryu, Zanka, Gandalf, no, yeah. Blanca.
Blanca, Ken and Ryu.
Ken and Ryu, then there was...
Yeah.
Bag
Guile.
Or, yeah.
No, no.
Guile.
No, no.
Okay, well, I had a Sega Saturn, so...
Yeah, oh, that may be on that. Yeah, Chun-Li, but then they did the world tour and they added more characters.
Okay, so Cammy was it. So Hot Cop comes in.
Yeah, and she's looking at me and I'm like, I tried to turn it up a little bit, you know, like, hey... But my hands were behind my back and I was covered in vomit and I had blood all over, but she let me go. She let me
she
go.
She did.
She believed I was a cop and she let me out.
And yeah. Guess who that cop was, guys? JoJo.
Give Joe, it up for Joe, that was JoJo. 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 I wish
before
Joe,
the end Joe. Of that night, before the end of this night, that mask is coming off and a blunt's going right in those lips. On stage.
Yeah.
You did this to yourself.
There's a blunt underneath that mask right now.
What if she's just vaping the whole time, unbeknownst to
God
us?
God bless her, yeah.
God bless her. Well, Brian, this has been a f***ing treat.
Okay.
You guys have a good time with Brian Quinn on the Dr. Phil Live Show.
Thank you.
You're a goddamn living legend. I love you like a brother.
I love you,
don't
man.
Go anywhere yet. We're going to play a quick game before we get out of here.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
obviously, you've traveled the world, hence, you know, as we can see with that German Nazi story, there's so much... that you've learned and experienced, Brian, and you've entertained us for years. Again, I can't. Season 12 of get one more time for that. 12 seasons of Impractical Jokers is
Thank
a big
you.
Deal.
I hope it never ends.
I don't think it will. Yeah. You guys have found a gold mine. But I do want to play a game with you because you've got so many memories you've accumulated. So we've got some of your photos along
mine?
With just photos from the world. And I want to see if you can recognize what that situation is. In a little game we call, Hey, Brian Quinn, what's that? All right, that was 30 bucks well spent. All right, first image, Stephen. Hit me with the first picture, and then take a look at this, Cuban. Tell me what...
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah,
this was a fun memory, for, no doubt.
Yeah, that was good. That was...
Is that a Tuesday?
Yeah, that was a good one. Murray was sick that day.
Yeah.
So we replaced him with that girl, but then...
Is that Taylor Lautner in the upper left? Who is that?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know, because once the started... She was the only one nobody messed with.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't even know her name or remember his name. Is that Drake? Who the f*** is that?
I think that's Drake, yeah.
Who that is? I don't know. I'm so lame.
Are you a big Uno guy?
I love Uno.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I used to play with my grandmother.
Yeah, it looks like you're playing with your dick in this show.
Yeah, I am. I do. I like that. That was a good one. Look at how happy Sal is to be sitting on that vibrator.
He's...
Look at him. Look at how happy he is.
Sitting on that vibrator.
Yeah.
He drew four that night.
Yeah, he...
That is a, that Uno's, it looks like strip Uno, too. Anything you can involve, like there's strip Go Fish. You ever play strip Parcheesi?
I love strip anything, man. I'll play strip Monopoly. It'll take like 10 hours, but I'll see those tits eventually.
Slow and steady.
I'll bankrupt her on Park Place. I'll get them.
Yeah. Next picture, Steven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that guy. That was right before me and him got into a fist fight, actually.
Yeah, I remember that. You beat the f*** out of Keanu Reeves for some reason.
Fuck it. I was like, f*** you, Neo! And I punched him in the face. I really beat the shit out of him that day.
Yeah, and he was like, you were supposed to be here an hour ago with my sandwich.
Yeah. This is for the third Bill and Ted, you know?
Yeah, Keanu's such a nice guy, but he definitely has a punchable face.
He does. Look at him.
And like, he's so sweet, but he's always just looks like... Like, look at just open mouth. I don't know why guys with open mouths drive me nuts.
Yeah. Close your mouth.
It's the same feeling when someone texts you back, sure, with no punctuation.
What the f*** does that mean?
Yeah. No exclamation point, no period, no smiley face. I'm just sure.
Sure.
Like, hey, sweetheart, you want me to pick up another, pot pie? Sure.
Sure.
I'm like, well, do you want it, bitch, or not, you know?
I got to go. Like, it takes a lot to get a pot pie. Show some enthusiasm.
Yeah, the store's 15 minutes away. I got to go, you know, where's the pot pie section, like an asshole.
And it's hard because sure, like, means different things to many different people. When I say sure, it's basically a fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? But it might not be that to you. You could be like, you know, you want another pot pie? I'll be like, sure.
Yeah.
Like aggression.
Yeah. Like, see how it all ties back?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. I'm sorry.
We'll cut this out. Next picture,
sorry
Steven.
I tried.
No, you're perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That is a better body than I've ever had, but yeah, I'll take it.
No, you look good. That's fit to form. That is farm to table. That's you. That's you with the Blue Jays rushing the stage at a Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah.
I think this is you. It's almost like you release the team. You know how like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he releases all the animals from the pet store.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you opened the gates from the Blue Jay Stadium and said, "Guys, there's a Bieber concert down the road,"
and they love it.
And they said, "The World Series. Yeah, we're going to go to the."
As they should. Look at them go.
I can't thank you enough for being here. Please. You flew all the way out here. You got a busy life and a busy schedule. They start shooting Impractical Jokers season 12 on Monday.
Thank you.
One more time for Brian Quinn, everybody. There he goes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Brian Quinn, ladies and gentlemen, there he goes. Season 12 starts Monday. Guys, Adam Ray here. And look, my thighs are a big part of my life. I've never been happier since I started rocking Chubbies. No joke, I wore their original stretch shorts to my buddy's barbecue last weekend. And not only did I get a lot of, who's that guy in those sweet-ass shorts? And look at those thighs, the way they compliment the shorts and vice versa. I look good, man, but I could also move. And you know how many compliments I got? 50. Let's just say my quads were the stars of the party. They were invited back and I wasn't. Their swim trunks, game changer. I was at the beach last month, pale as hell. You know that Russian Jew in me does not tan well, obviously, but I felt like damn Calvin Klein in these bad boys. The built-in liner is like having your boys tucked into a cloud. Here's the deal. Chubbies make shorts in different lengths depending on how much thigh you're looking to showcase. The 5.5 inches are my sweet spot. Not too much leg, not too little. Just the right amount of Adam to share with the world. And their shirts, come on, man. Their Friday shirt is literally what I'm wearing right now in the studio. Super lightweight, crazy comfy, and makes me look way more put together than I actually am. Now look, whether you're getting dressed for your workday, workout, or the weekend getaway, Chubbies has you covered for a limited time. Chubbies has given my ALN viewers 20% off your order with the code ALN at chubbyshorts.com. That's code ALN at chubbyshorts.com. Support my show and tell them we sent you. Don't blend in with the crowd. Stand out with Chubbies. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Look, money is something we all need. But when's the last time money stressed you out? Yesterday? I mean, look, it's not like any of us love those moments when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, where did my money go? I've definitely been there. I mean, who hasn't? If you're a person, you definitely have doubted where you're getting money, when are you getting money, and how are you getting money? If you're selling your body on the side of the freeway or you're working a double shift at Nordstrom, you need it to survive. But the thing is, once you get a grip on your finances, you feel more in control and less overwhelmed, right? It makes a world of difference. And that's where Acorns comes in, okay? They say money can't buy happiness. Well, that might be true, but money can sure make you feel a lot of other things like stressed, guilty, overwhelmed. And if you're not in control of your money can control you. Trust me, I've been there. But once I started using Acorns, everything changed, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, the official financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools and make it easy to start saving and investing for your future, all right, which is just around the corner. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns let you get started with the spare money you've got right now. Even if all you've got is 50 cents, you don't need a ton of time. Create an Acorns account, start investing in just 5 minutes, okay? You don't need to feel like the financial wellness is impossible. You want to feel confident and in control. And Acorns gives you a small, simple step, a couple of them, to get you and your money back on track. Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. I personally have loved how easy it is to use. Okay, it's given me and my wife the sense of control over our finances that we are missing. Yeah, you start small and over time it builds up just like planting an acorn. See what I did there? And you watch it grow into something bigger. So if you want to take control of your money right now, sign up and join over what 13 million people have already done. Save money and invest over $22 billion with Acorns. That's what people have done. 13 million people right now, consumers, customers,
They've invested over $22 billion with Acorns. So head to acorns.com, acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN. Sorry, I just was counting the money I've saved from Acorns. acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/ALN.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes. Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, two standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
You guys having a good time? Toronto, Canada, I'm going to need to hear it one more time. Are you ready to keep the show moving along? We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, look, we cut our commercial budget. You know how this works, but we still got an ad that we got to get through, okay? So, Jason, hit those house lights for me. I would love to find a willing stranger in the crowd here at Meridian Hall, somebody that might be a little f***ed up, maybe has trouble reading, and can come up and help me get through this ad. Somebody that this... Dude, I'm sorry, but I looked right into the devil's eyes, sir. What is... Just, I don't even want to know your name. What's your name? Alex, yeah. Alex, hit these stairs in that far corner and come up on stage. Guys, keep it going for Alex real quick. Here he comes. There you go. Take your sweet-ass time. Or you can run up right here if you want to just jump. Can you run and jump, Alex? Yep. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Thanks, JoJo. My man. Oh. All right. She's going to drink that. No, she's putting it down. Sorry, JoJo. Come over this way, baby. He's fine. I thought JoJo was going to choke you out for a second. You see the way she grabbed you? I thought the stairs was the move, but then it looked like you wanted to parkour.
I failed.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
All right, don't be so hard on yourself. Shit. Just one missed jump. Don't kill yourself.
Son, I'm embarrassed and...
You shouldn't have gotten that neck tattoo. No, you're killing it, Alex. Where are you from?
Newmarket.
Let's go. Anybody from the old market? Too soon? Al, what do you do in the new market, baby? What's keeping you busy Monday through Friday?
Pipe fitter.
What'd you call me?
I'm a pipe fitter.
Oh, you're a pipe fitter. Can we still say that in 2025? Where are you fitting pipes at? Anywhere you can?
I'm fitting them down here in Toronto.
Yeah, where at? Can we give a quick shout out to the last place you fit pipe? You sell coke, don't you, you piece of shit? You can't even name one location where you're fitting pipe. 9 out of 10 pipe fitters can name a place of where they fit pipe. What's your shirt say? Justin Timberlake? Oh, Rattlesnake. Who's that?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I knew. I was just testing you. So come over here real quick, Al, because I like your vibe. You look like a guy who has 2 laptops. You look like a guy who says his own name when he comes. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's a compliment. You're a fit guy. You got fun energy. You're affable. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Let's move on. Name one of your tattoos for me. What do we got here? What do we got on the list?
We got Biggie.
Let's go.
We got Eazy-E.
Let's go.
We got Sid Vicious.
Yep.
We got Hunter S. Thompson.
Yep. Who's the woman on the punk?
No idea.
Barbara Bush. That was funny, but shut the f*** up, sir. The timing and the delivery was perfect, but I'll take it from here.
We got me and your mom.
that is my mom. But that was awesome. It literally said you, and then an arrow pointed to you doing her doggy, and it says your mom.
Yep.
You'll probably get that removed when you're 60. Al, come to the front of the stage for me. You guys make it loud for Alex. He's from Newmarket. Don't do that again. Alex is a sweet guy with kind eyes. We've got a commercial here. It's called a cold read, Alex, which means you're going to read it with no warm-up, okay? We're going to give you some soft, sweet commercial music, and then you're going to just take a stab, read all the way through, and help support the Dr. Phil Live Show. You ready?
Gotcha.
Here we go. Guys, give it up for Alex. Here we go. Hold that. I'll hold the mic in front of your face. Hit me, Steven.
Every year, 3,000 people come to Canada hoping to hear someone say, "Hey, these people are called douchebags. They think J.D. Vance is cool. Jews control the weather and have a wild obsession with pouring maple syrup on their balls and letting their dog lick it off. We're not just John Candy lookalikes and have hockey psychos. We're down-to-earth people who have excellent healthcare and give the world Jim Carrey, The Weeknd, and Shawn Mendes! If these cocksuckers don't hear someone say A, they'll go out of their way themselves and an innocent Canadian because they think it's funny. It's not. It's our N-word. If you know someone who's going around acting a fool, call the number below. Also, babies are gay. I have a crush on my dad. 9/11 was an inside joke.
Okay. Keep it going for Alex, everybody. That's Newmarket's out. You crushed it. You crushed it. Keep it going for Newmarket's Alex, baby. Take those stairs down the corner, baby. Take your... Yep. Look at JoJo. She's like, you better not jump off this motherfucking stage, bitch. One more time for Alex, guys. That was quite the surprise. So, Alex, great job, buddy. Nobody expected you to do that. Movie trailer voice. This summer, Alex gets sleeves. You guys ready to keep the show moving? Make some noise for me real quick. Dr. Phil Live only comes once a year to Toronto, Canada. Your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show is actually a native born and raised here in Toronto. You might recognize her from shows like Hacks or Tires, movies like Drugstore June and Old Dads, okay? She's made appearances on podcasts like Burtcast, YMH, Kill Tony. She has been all around the world doing her own podcast, Steph Infection. And not only was she awarded the best female comedian in the Canadian Comedy Contest in 2015, but she was a paid regular at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles in 2021. She's getting ready to shoot her first Netflix special for Mother Netflix, but right now she's making her Dr. Phil Live debut in Toronto, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Toronto's own Steph Taylor! Steph Tolev, ladies and gentlemen, that's a bad bitch.
Holy
right there.
Holy shit! I didn't think these Peterborough-looking motherfuckers knew who I was. My God. I think I got chlamydia from Alex in 2012.
Yeah, we all did. Just by talking to him.
How can he read? No offense, man. Like, you're like, and then read better than I've ever seen a human read in my life.
He's really putting Newmarket on the map.
Also... I don't think Dr. Phil realizes where Regina is. That motherfucker flew like three provinces over to come see your ass. That guy's a loser. No, he's a loser. That guy's got nothing going on. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Fly from Regina in the winter on Air Canada? Are you crazy?
You're gonna make my mustache fall off.
Oh, that's real.
It's real, yeah. And you're real. You're the real deal, Steph.
My mustache is also real.
Yeah. How do you get... If a woman gets a stash, what do you do?
I buzz this thing down.
Yeah.
Where my hairy lady's at? Oh, I got a little Amazon buzzer. Do you hear it? Oh, shut up, boys. Get a grip.
Yeah, it's... Well... Yeah, I mean,
we didn't know. You knew my tits are hairy, my asshole's hairy. We all got hair.
We all got
it's
hair.
Canada, it's cold.
It's an extra jacket for Uranus. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I have a down jacket on my asshole right now. I have a goose, one of those goose jackets, Canada goose jacket, around my anus right now. Keep that shit warm.
I definitely went down on a girl once and she had a Patagonia dental dam. Too
ew,
soon.
That would be
no,
so
it was hot.
Gross.
Don't judge. It was
dental
hot.
Dental dams are so gross.
I would
if
never.
If you need that, don't. Why are you going down there?
It's like, you know how like you, there's like some Thai restaurants will make like edible rice paper?
All Thai restaurants. Yeah, they're all all edible rice paper. Yes.
They are?
Yeah. Yes.
No, well, they're
rice paper is edible.
All right, you don't have to be a dick about it.
What are you not eating rice and you're like, I can't eat this. It's not the edible rice. What the fuck are you
eating?
I was
told specifically by my doctor not to eat rice paper, but he is a racist, so.
Okay, that checks out.
Steph, you're from Toronto. What a homecoming
East
for you,
York?
Huh? East York?
Couple East Yorkers.
East York?
East York, it's called East York. It's
I love like the names of the cities here. They're so wackadoo.
I
like,
don't know what
there's like
is.
There's like York, there's like a York, right?
There's a York, Peppermint North
Patty.
York, Pep, there's a...
Well, there's like a York, East York?
East York, North York, those are the Yorks.
And there's a Scarborough, right?
Scarborough.
Shout
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm cusp East York and Scarborough, but I like to say Scarborough, I like to say East York, and Scarborough's ghetto as hell. Oh, come on. East York. We've really caused a weird town hall now. They're like, no, it's not East York, it's Scarborough. They're getting crazy.
It does, yeah, I mean, this. There are, you know, every show is one fight away from becoming a town hall, you know?
I love it. I'll fight somebody. I'll fight Alex right now. Get your chlamydia ass up here.
No, Alex looks like a lover, not a fighter. Alex, sit the down, please. You had your moment in the sun. Are you liking being back home? You had a birthday yesterday.
Happy belated birthday,
by
the
way.
I'm fucking 40, goddamn it.
40 years old, you're killing it, Steph. You're killing it.
I'm killing myself.
About to, yeah. Well, 40's the new 20. Oprah said that.
Oprah's a lying bitch.
I know,
dying.
But she said it.
My sciatica is in half now. Thank God I get a sit.
Yeah.
These act outs, my comedy's going to be very different soon. I'm going to be lying horizontal on a bag. I'm so tired.
How do you treat, did you go hard last night for your birthday?
No, I went to a restaurant. I ate too much and I went home at 10 p.m. Good night.
What'd you?
Shit all day. Big, big day. Big first day being 40. My asshole's in shambles.
I remember last... we'll keep it in.
Got an anal fissure. Shout out to my big shit girls, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Well,
big shits.
You told me once you were going to be on the Dr. Phil Live show at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, but you caught RSV or HBO. What was it?
I caught...
RSV, right?
No, I had the norovirus.
The norovirus. The, yeah. Not on your computer, in your body.
In my ass, yeah.
In your
ass.
And you called me up and you said, I can't make the show because it's coming out both ways. And I said, send me a clip. And
and here it is.
And here it is, yeah. But how does that happen? It was bad, huh?
It was so bad. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do like a TV appearance. It was a nightmare.
Was it like, did you think you were going to die? Like,
yes. Has anyone had norovirus? You're like shaking in your bed for 3 days, you're just like, you can't stop shaking.
God
and
damn.
It's every hole. Every hole. You create new holes for things to come out. Again.
Jesus Christ. You're pooping out of your ears?
Trying. No. It's bad.
Yeah, the belly button does seem like a spot that
Why
something should be coming
come
out.
Out there?
Or at least
bizarre.
Going in, right?
Wasn't it also done when you're born, it's like one little stitch that sews it up and your organs stay in there? It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
is there a doctor in here to explain it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I saw you guys when I walked in. No doctors in here, plaid and trucker hats. I don't think so.
There's a lot of those.
You guys all drove from Oshawa today. Shut the fuck up. You're all... Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That's a fun local reference.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's going on in Auschwitz
right
now?
This guy right here. That's Oshawa right there. That guy in a vest. That's exactly what he looks like.
Sir, come here for
trucker
a second.
Trucker hat,
come here.
Fucking vest,
turn
fucking
around,
plaid.
Turn around, show the crowd.
That's Oshawa. Yes.
Take it easy, Ronald Reagan. I am not a crook. Oh, no, that's Nixon. Who cares?
They're Canadian. They don't know. They're like... Mm,
you got Trudeau. Trudeau's the hottest president of all time, right?
Oh, yeah. We love... Oh, yeah. They don't like him. Trudeau's unliked. And it wasn't even the blackface thing. They didn't like him before that. That had nothing to do with...
Trudeau did blackface?
You didn't see that? Or it was more brown face, I guess. What was it? He dressed up for Halloween one year, like Aladdin.
As Michelle Obama? As who?
No, as like, what was it, Aladdin or something? Arabian Nights.
Oh, you can't do that. Yeah, I once went as Pocahontas from the Disney movie, Pocahontas. But
that?
I just wore like a wig with braids, and then I put like braces on, and I was just like, hey, what's up, guys? Pocahontas here. You guys want to steal your land back? And that's what's up, right? And everybody freaked out about it.
Accurate.
Yeah. But
yeah, see,
that was 2012
that.
When you could
do
crazy
that.
Shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Are you a big Halloween girl?
Oh, am I a Halloween girl? Oh.
Are you already prepping your outfit?
This year I went as Hall & Oates with my boyfriend because we both look like two lesbians.
Yep.
I've been Weird Al Yankovic, dead on. Excuse me. Yeah. I've been Darkwing Duck. That was classic.
Let's go.
Coach Steve from Big Mouth. Again, accurate. Oh, yeah, I do it all. Oh, Clifford. Martin Short's Clifford.
Wow.
No one knew. That's the problem. I look like a little boy. Chris D'Elia would have loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
We'll keep it in.
Oh, that's staying in.
There is something about the holidays to get everybody. What's the, when you were growing up here in Toronto, in where again? In
East York.
East York. Mm-hmm. What was the holiday that you and your fam's funny, right?
They think they are. My sister's funny. The rest of the family's unfunny.
Where'd you get all this spunk from?
We watched a lot of British TV growing up.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch Keeping Up Appearances? Do you remember the show with this like 60-year-old woman who would fall down a raging hill? Hyacinth, she would be like, oh, shit, and then roll down a hill. She did her own stunts. She was hilarious. Nobody watched that. Okay, cool. I don't know. We watched a lot of Kids in the Hall. Who watched Kids in the Hall?
Yeah. So you were heavily influenced by comedy as a kid.
Not really. I used to Highland dance. That was my whole life.
You were a Highland dancer?
Scottish Highland dancing, yes. No one knows. Oshawa might know as plaid.
So you were, that was the dream? You were going to do that?
But it's my mother's dream. She teaches it. She forced me into it.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see it.
Wait, can anybody beatbox? Or what do you need? What do you need? You need like...
Yeah, I need like some bagpipes.
JoJo, can you beatbox bagpipes? All right. Look how disappointed in herself she is. She's like, I wish I could.
My sister come up here and do it with me.
I love you, JoJo.
Fuck.
All right, can you do it a cappella?
I guess. I'm doing one little thing.
Steven, do you have... Okay, just yeah, here we go. How about a clap? How about... Is there like a... Am I an official member of the...
I pulled something.
Yeah,
Jesus
me too.
Christ.
That was a bad idea.
God damn it.
Yeah, why the f*** do people do that?
I don't know. It's stupid.
It's not attractive.
No, it's not. And men don't wear anything... No, it's not attractive at all.
Oh, so men's are just flopping around?
Oh, full dick and balls. First set of nuts I ever saw, I was 8 years old, under a set of bleachers.
Jesus, who the...
And he was swinging it. He wanted me to see it.
Oh, God.
I looked up, I'm like, what's that? And I swear to God, he was like... and spun it.
Spun it.
And it looks like three balls from that angle. It's hard to see.
Well, yeah, sometimes the dick sticks to one ball and just... Well, I'll send you a link. Okay. But it's...
Can't wait for the link.
What was it like to host the Porn Awards?
That was crazy.
Steph just hosted the AVN Porn Awards
in
Las Vegas. You don't realize how big of a deal that is.
It was... The porn stars were amazing.
Yeah.
It was the men that were there waiting to see the women.
Oh.
Made entirely of skin tags. This guy would have been there, I swear.
Wait, you mean the guys who went to the festival?
Just like, because anyone can buy tickets. They're like $400 to get in.
So these guys
were like in line like... you should have seen this one guy who met, I guess, his hero. He was like... like, shook her hand. He's like... And was like, it was... Up. No,
Jesus
it was bad.
Christ.
It was scary.
Smelling her
and
hand?
And then we saw the biggest... Okay, I wish I knew this woman's name. Biggest tits I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not exaggerating. That's one.
Like size G?
Bigger.
Yeah.
They're like stretched out, like looks like two cone heads. Ew, sick pig. No, they're not. You couldn't even, like, they're so big when she flies, she has to get two seats because she can't sit this way. They burst. So she has to sit. Can you imagine being in the window seat and just looking out the window and then turning and seeing just two giant jugs. Like, they're so big. No, go home and Google it. It's like, they're beyond scary.
Maybe that's why that Delta flight flipped upside down.
She would have saved the whole flight. They all were like, ooh.
I mean, no wonder people are starting to walk everywhere. Fucking big titty Tina's the Southwest flights.
She can't walk. There's no way.
Yeah, you can't walk. If it's that. You got to get a reduction.
No, she keeps... No, they're not real.
Oh. Well,
they're bizarrely stretched out, like veins, and like the skin's barely holding on. It's crazy.
God,
you
damn.
Guys are all going to jerk off to it tonight for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's some for everybody.
Comic book guy probably saw those tits. He knows what they are.
Jason, yeah.
Jason, sorry.
Wait, did they find you funny? Like, because porn people are people too, right?
They did. And because all the other hosts that went before me, they were pissed off because the guys would make fun of the women in the porn industry. And I went up and I was like, oh, wow, this is the only room in all of Vegas right now with no STDs. And they were like, yeah! Like, they all, like, lost their minds and, like, yeah, stood up and clapped. It was nice.
It is
kind of made fun of my vagina. They love that.
Right. Well, you got great energy. I mean, you're so goddamn likable on stage. You're quick as
one
fuck.
One person.
You are. You guys, if you get a chance to see Steph, and you're shooting your Netflix special, you shot it.
It's shot. It's coming out soon. We don't have to...
But soon.
Yes, it's going to be on Netflix.
Proud of you.
Soon, yes.
And Bill Burr's helping produce that?
Bill Burr produced
it,
yes.
Give it up for that. Bill Burr, one of the best to ever do it. Saw Steph.
Who saw me at the opening for him in the Scotiabank Arena? Yeah.
Is that your big arena out here?
That's the biggest, yeah, that's our biggest arena. 19,000 seats.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
what was it like? Because that's pretty much this, but what was it like?
It's the craziest thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I came out and I was so nervous. And then I was so nervous and I looked over and I just saw Bill like this. I'm like, that's more distracting than any... And I was trying to do crowd work. I'm like, you can't do crowd work in front of 19,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see who I'm talking to.
Thank you.
One person.
That's Bill
Thank
Burr.
You. Yeah, Bill Burr. I hired him to be here. I'm like, Bill, come!
Did you get emotional? Because that's a big deal, Steph.
I did get emotional, yeah. My dad and sister were there, and they got very emotional, too. It was very cute.
Your dad say anything to you before or after? You've told me your dad's kind of a funny jabber, right?
He was like, I got to tell Bill my favorite joke. I'm like, don't do it.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
This is my dad's joke. He's, like, obsessed with saying it. He's like, what do you call two dykes in a canoe?
Jesus Christ.
Fur traders. And then someone... And then he laughs. It's a good joke! I should have brought Pete here, for God's sake.
I was not ready for that punchline.
God.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I'm telling that to Bill. I'm like, you're not telling that to Bill Burr.
Yeah, bad idea.
Just stop. He did.
He couldn't.
He couldn't keep it in. He's absurd. And Bill's like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah, okay. A little aggressive, but all right.
What does your dad think of seeing you in movies? You were in Burr's movie, Old Dad.
Yeah,
just seeing you on TV.
Yep.
And what does he get a kick? Does he tell his friends? You get hit up by old teachers and stuff?
Yeah, no, shockingly not. I was actually offended that none of my old teachers said anything to me. But no, just my dad likes it.
But everybody from back home is like, oh, this is cool. Because you know how sometimes a lot of people don't have ties to the entertainment business. So you're probably that connection for a lot of homies, right?
Yes, I guess. And I guess I have some connections. I called my high school bully recently.
Uh-oh.
On stage. East York Collegiate, Nico. Shout out to that piece of shit.
Can we just say his full name?
Well, I can't say his full name because the guy that gave me the phone to call him, his brother, tried to sue me.
Oh, shit.
Because he's a loser. I didn't even say his name. The bully said the guy's name who gave me the phone. It wasn't even the guy involved. Anyways, I posted a clip and it was going like crazy viral.
Yep.
Like in an hour, I had like 300K views. I was like, whoa! And then he messaged me. He's like, I talked to my lawyer and my brother's name was said. And I found out that this guy that was complaining, I think he did something. Didn't want his name on the internet because there might be a little something with this cop in Toronto. Take a little, maybe I'll say the name. No, I can't. I've already been almost sued once.
Yeah.
Did he know what it was? Oh, I thought he said it. He said the first name. I was like, is he here?
People from the past can always come up for air and scare the bejesus out of you.
I'm also like, go ahead, sue me, you piece of shit. I'll come. You think I won't go to court? I've been arrested. I went to court before. I'll come back again. Don't dare me to come back in the Canadian judicial system. I'll do it. I'll put the time in.
I would love to see a remake of Judge Judy with you as Judge Judy.
Get the f*** out of my courtroom, you piece of shit. Suck my ass.
Suck my hairy Patagonia butthole.
And I'd show them all on the way out. Take a look at this. I'd do a little, I'd put two googly eyes on my asshole. Hey, get the fuck out of my room, hey, you.
I'd watch four episodes of that back
to back. That'd be my bailiff. I'm like, bailiff, everybody sit down. Hello. And a full judge's coat around. Come on, this is good.
This is great.
This is good stuff.
This is, I mean, if we can put, you know, is it cake on? I think we can make that show.
Yes, we should.
You ever watch that show?
No, I was just going, I was ending you. I don't know.
Is it cake? It's a show on Netflix where they just bring out, like, let's say, like this table. They bring out this table and they go, hey, Steph, do you think that's a table or you think it's cake?
Oh, that stupid shit.
Yeah. Hey, this book, you think it's a cake, you dumb, or is it a book? Like, hey, you see Alex's, Tupac tattoo? You think it's cake?
No, that's AIDS. That's what that is.
We've all got it.
Wow, that was too big of a word for you guys. You're like, AIDS, what?
Steph, how is, you got a sweet man in your life now, but you've, L.A. dating is, I'm glad you hit the jackpot, because it
God.
Is, I've tried dating in L.A., and it's wild. It is wild and crazy kids.
Ghouls.
Night crawlers.
Oh, yeah, absolute bridge trolls. It was bad.
Any blast from the past you can share, or is it too much?
Oh, no, there was one night this guy was so ugly. He looked like Tom York. I love Tom York, but he looked worse than Tom York.
Ooh.
And his eyes would blink at two different times.
Yep.
And then I remember I woke up because we were butt to butt.
Yep.
And he farted into my asshole. And I felt the air. I was like, oh, it was. And it was in an old airplane hangar. Like, he didn't even have a house. Like, it was bad. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You're walking
that's
this
him.
Guy.
There
he's
he
like,
is.
This
that's
enough
who
for me.
Fucking is.
Yeah. He's
that's
like.
Tom York, damn it.
He was like, I was told there would be no mention of that date tonight. Steph, you've got so much life experience. You've done so much. You have a lot of fans in your life as well, of all ages and shapes and sizes. So I'd love to give you a few fan questions.
Sure.
Submitted by your Steph Tolev fans.
Can't wait for these.
First one is, have you ever seen a penis and out loud gone, holy shit, no thanks? Miles Horton, 6 years old, Scarborough, Ontario. So these are our fan-submitted questions for Steph Tolev.
Yes, I got a dick pic once.
Yep.
That was so fun. I did your mom's house.
Yep.
And I mentioned I liked dick pics. Not unsolicited, never again now. But I got one, and I swear to God, I did not know a penis could have gout. I out loud went, no! No, it was sick. It was sickly, like it had been just eating like drumsticks and drinking beer. It was so swollen, but not in a good way, and soaking wet.
Yeah.
And on a pile of rocks.
Yeah.
Like he was like presenting it like, this is what you'd get from me. And it was like, it looked like there's piss all around it. It was disgusting. So much foreskin that I'm like, I don't think there's a penis underneath there. I think it's just skin. Like you'd have to really pull it back for a while. And you know how ladies love extra foreskin. It's like looking for a little treasure at Swiss Chalet. Remember the old treasure boxes? I'm just doing only Canadian references that you don't get right now.
I love it. I just saw another season of Judge Steph.
Yeah.
Remember the Canadian treasure boxes? All right. Would you rather puke all day three times a week or have diarrhea for an hour every day for the rest of your life? Toby Marcus, 9 years old, Rosedale, Ontario.
Well, I already have the diarrhea thing, so I don't know. I guess I'd change it up for the barf just for something different to do.
I like that you say barf over puke.
Barf seems more gross. Barfing?
No, I feel like barf
puke?
Is like
puke is
kind of
cute. I'm like, oh, I'm puking. Barfing is like, oh, I'm gonna barf. It feels like.
Well, yeah, if you eat the toilet seat before you do it.
I'm hungry. That's.
All right. See, do you like doing crowd work more or getting eaten out? Drake, 38 years old, Toronto, Ontario. So that was actually a question submitted by Drake, which is pretty cool.
I met Drake.
When?
When I was very young, I think first or second season. No.
Whoop.
Wait. That...
Say it with me. We'll be right back. Yep. Holy shit, Steph.
No. It was wheelchair Drake. It was.
On Degrassi High.
So it's okay. No, it was, I was an extra on Degrassi Junior High. I was a lacrosse player, and I really tried to get in the camera a little too much. They're like, please stop. I was in high school.
And so he was in the wheelchair.
And we were playing lacrosse, because my lacrosse team actually was there. We actually played, so we were just throwing the ball around. And he's like, you guys actually play? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, cool. And I was like, bye. And that was it. Then he walked away. I was too ugly. He didn't want me. I had this nose since I was like six. What
you're
the
fine.
Fuck?
No, it's one of your sweetest traits.
Don't want me. Shut up, bitch. So one woman's like, aw.
Some people are born without a nose, so.
I'd rather that. I get more.
Okay, well, I was trying to make you feel better, but.
Well, two walls.
We also, the fan questions are just only one part of your gift, but Steph, you also have been great in my own life at giving advice. I've called you up from time to time to be like, what do I do here? Mm-hmm. You've just done it all, seen it all, and I've got people that submit videos here on the Dr. Phil Live Show, so I'd love if you'd go through a few of them with me and help give some advice. You guys want to do
this.
That with Steph Toliv real quick?
Yes.
Before we let her get out of here. In a little game we like to call, hey, Dr. Phil, can you help me? I've got... I'm f***ed up.
That's nice. Was that a violin? What was that?
20 bucks, Will Smith. That was Envato. Royalty free. Hit me with that first video, Steven. Go ahead and kill those house lights, Jason.
My question to you is, what is your death row meal?
What is my death row meal?
Death row meal?
Yeah.
I want a buffet.
Oh, okay.
I want to walk through a buffet for as long as it takes. Just get so full that when I die, I'm like the biggest shit they've ever seen in their life.
Yep.
Then they have so much more to clean up. You know how annoying that would be?
So like after you die, yeah, you leave them with a little surprise.
Oh, a big surprise. I'm taking a fat shit on my way out.
It'd be cool to leave that and then have a little video playing that like is motion censured.
Censured, that's how we say it in Canada.
Motion censured.
Yes.
And when you walk by, it plays that video of that woman going, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Just a ton of shit.
I love that.
Yeah, I'd probably do a mac and cheese portable or brown sugar Pop-Tart.
Ew, that's it?
What's the Canadian equivalent of a Pop-Tart? Toaster strudel?
Oh, toaster strudel. I was going to say passion flaky, but that's no.
Passion flaky?
Passion flaky is like,
I think it was a gay guy I went to middle school with.
So he also had cream inside of him.
He did too, yeah. All right, next video, Steven.
Hey, Phil. Just wondering, who touched you? See you tonight. We'll be right back.
Alex, next video, Steven. And I was okay with it.
Dr. Filski. How many days in a row do you have to drink to be considered an alcoholic?
What was that word?
This guy's hammered.
Yeah, that's my question. Let's get a good answer to that.
Wow.
All right. I hated that guy at first, but now I just can't wait to hang out with him. First of all, I think you know you're an alcoholic when you pronounce it with a U.
Alcoholic.
Urkaholic.
And when he's sleeping on his, like, that bedding he's had since, like, 1995.
That wasn't his bed.
Was disgusting.
He asked a friend if he could shoot a video in his closet.
That guy was hammered. He's asking that because he knows he's an alcoholic.
Are you a fun drunk?
Well, I'm drunk right now, so you answer that. Okay.
Yeah, I could use a cocktail, too. If you guys get a chance, maybe bring me a tequila or a Fresca and vodka.
Cheez-Its on the side?
Some Cheez-Its on the side. Are you a big Cheez-It girl?
I'm not, but I was laughing. It's in your writer back there.
You got some Cheez-Its back there. Guys, hilarious. Keep it going for Jack, my tour manager.
We love Jack!
This guy's single and ready to go down on a fat chick.
Hey, go down on Jack. We have the same mustache.
He washes that mustache. The pubes match the drapes, or whatever
he's
the saying is.
He's a clean boy.
He's very clean. Next video, Steven.
He's very clean. Next video.
Dr. Phil, do you have a secret talent that we don't know about? And if so, could you show us right now? Perhaps like some dance moves?
That guy's in a bunker in the middle of a field. He's terrifying. Who is that guy?
That guy's
Where
been...
Find
can
me?
I be honest?
He's right there? Oh, God.
Steven, hit me with some dance-off music.
Oh, my... I think we know who's winning this. Oh, he's gonna pull something. Holy shit. What are we watching right now? This isn't dancing. Why is he throwing his hat? This is very bizarre.
I don't know what I just did, but I think I'm gay now. Keep it going for that guy. That was an amazing piece of cinematography.
Was it?
I love you, Doug. Thanks for the question.
Kissy, kissy.
Got herpes on my finger now. That's a Judy Blume book.
Canadian herpes is different. It's more clean.
I've read that.
Yeah. It smells like maple.
Yeah, because, well, if you get herpes from a Canadian gal, she's like, I'm sorry I gave you herpes, eh?
That's exactly it.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
You guys apologize for so much stuff. It's endearing.
I think we just do it by accident. We're not even trying to. We just say it. We don't mean it.
Oh, really? It's just a part.
We just say it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Sorry. See?
Funny. Slips next video, Steven. Broke my back. The pussy
you
in
didn't
my crack.
Do anything.
Good evening, Dr. Phil. It is March 8th, 2025. It is your favorite patient from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. That's right. It's 2-time Emmy Award-winning voiceover artist Eric Bauza. That's a little
no one knows who he is.
More of a flex, but that's not why I'm sending you this video message. I'm sending you this message because you said in the past, if my symptoms were to flare up again, I could contact you at any time, and here we are. As you know, I do voices for classic cartoon characters, and it has been a great career thus far. Unfortunately, those voices are now following me home. For instance, my son just turned 9 years old, and he is rebelling against me, and I'm very frustrated with him. And sometimes I look at him and I just say, "You are despicable." I call him despicable. You know, that was a very derogatory and bad word in the 40s. And sometimes I lose it completely and go, "Son, you are a son of a bitch."
Well, we've got 2 more videos from Eric, so.
I think George Strombolopoulos would have got a better reaction than that.
Who's George Flopolopoulos?
Or Rick Campanelli at this point. Jesus Christ.
Who are those
guys?
These
were like a big music guys. We had like Much Music. You guys had MTV. Our version was Much Music.
But Steph, you've been spreading your wings since you left Toronto to come to Los Angeles.
Yes.
You're straight up killing the goddamn game. I couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you.
You got a Netflix special coming out, TBD.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you absolutely crushed tonight. Guys, one more time for Steph
Toler.
That's a goddamn living legend. Keep it going for her real quick. There she goes, Toronto's own, Steph Toler, baby, come on.